Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the CardsCast. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, and just a couple days ago, University of Louisville football head coach Jeff Brohm and his staff added a third member to its 2025 recruiting class as Jake Cook, an offensive lineman out of Westerville North up in the Columbus, Ohio area, announced his decision, made it public. Hey, I want to be a Cardinal. I want to join the Louisville football program. I want to learn under Jeff Brohm and his staff. And he did just that, becoming the third member of the class, joining fellow offensive lineman Grady Anthony from North Oldham, Kentucky. He announced on the 26th of January, Mason Mims was the first member of the recruiting class, quarterback Mason Mims announcing back on November 24th. So currently three members to the 25 class. Got your quarterback and two offensive linemen. Great way to start a class. And Jake, we're going to talk to Jake here in just a few moments here in the CardsCast. Looking forward to chatting with him, talking about his decision and many other things as well. But he helped guide a Westerville North team last year that went 9-3, finished second in their district. And in doing so, he became a first-team All-Division I selection for all of All-Central Ohio. So he's a guy that's got great size at 6'4", 295. He's got great size. He's a wrestler, so he's got agility, he's got strength, and this is a recruiting process. Some recruiting processes go quicker than others. Jake had come down last year for a couple unofficial visits to attend some games, got to know Mason Mims when he was down for a visit, and kind of started to fall in love with the football program. He visited other schools as well, but when he came down for that junior day visit on the 27th, you know, he kind of learned and saw and experienced everything he needed to experience to make him to say, you know what, I don't need to continue on with this process. Let's go ahead and make this decision. And that he did. He told Jeff Brohm he was committing while he was on the visit, and again announced it on January 2nd that, hey, yeah, I want to be a Louisville Cardinal. So with that, let's bring in Jake Cook here in the CardsCast.
All right, excited to bring in our guest here on the CardsCast. Your recent University of Louisville football commit, just still fresh. Jake Cook out of Westerville North, Ohio, 6'5", 295-pound offensive lineman, becomes the third member of Louisville's recruiting class. And Jake, appreciate you joining us here. And first up, how's it feel to get that college decision out of the way?
Oh, it feels awesome, man. It was really exciting. A lot of stress taken off the shoulders, family shoulders. So it's definitely exciting. I'm happy to be a part of this family, and I'm excited to work.
You know, and the recruiting process, it varies for everybody. Some kids want to get it out of the way early. Some want to wait before they make the announcement on signing day. What behind your decision? You know what? I want to get this done before my senior year, and that way I can, focus on the field. And, so what went behind, I guess, your thought process there?
So at first, I would say, I wanted to be committed somewhere around the summer of going into senior year, but I visited a lot of places. I visited pretty much, all the major schools that have offered me, schools that were super interested in me, and just Louisville, definitely, they separated themselves from everybody. So I actually, when I went and visited last week, I had no plans on committing that day. I didn't even think I was, but it was funny. So we went into Coach Brohm's office, and I was talking with him, and we were talking for about 40 minutes, and I still didn't commit. And then it was just later during the visit, I was like, okay, like, this is the place I want to be. So I got another meeting with Coach Brohm, and I just told him, hey, I'm in. So it was definitely just because Louisville, they separated themselves from everybody.
Yeah, it was kind of going to lead up to my next question. It's like, when it was kind of be, you know, when did you know, okay, I want to, you know, okay, let's go ahead and do this college decision. But there was, I mean, it sounds like when it hits you and you know, right?
Yep. Yes, sir. It was after the first meeting with Coach Brohm, it went great. And then I went and watched some film with Coach Owens. And then just as we went on with the day, I kind of just realized, like, there's nothing that's meeting like this expectation of Louisville. So I'm just make it official and commit. So, yeah.
Let's go ahead and do it. So the visit was part of the junior day thing, which, you know, I talked to you before and a bunch of other guys that were there that on that Saturday, and, you know, which included, I mean, you guys were checking out the football facility, as you mentioned, talking to the coaches, you know, got to see some of the campus, you know, the KFC Yum Center. What was that like? I mean, it sounds like you guys were moving quite a bit, but quite, you know, informative as well.
Oh yeah. It was an awesome visit. Like right when we got there, everybody just greeted me and my family at the door. And then, immediately went into going up to Coach Brohm's office and meeting with him, with Coach Owens, and then came back down, just went through weight room instructions, talking with Coach Reno. He's a great dude. He's super smart at what he does, and I'm excited to have him develop me. And yeah, just we had a full busy day, got to check out all the apartments, and those are sweet too, the four bedrooms, four bathrooms, those are crazy. And then yeah, so it was a great day in general.
Yeah, things have changed quite a bit in dorm life from when
yeah.
I was a student.
Yeah, I bet
it's pretty pimping now. Yep. As I mentioned, you're the third member of the 2025 class for Louisville. You join fellow offensive lineman and Grady Anthony, quarterback Mason Mims. It sounds like Jeff Brohm and his staff want to kind of build around what we're going to do on the offensive front, get the offense taken care of, and move from there.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
Have you had a chance to, I guess, to touch base with either of the other commits yet? And if so, what's that early relationship like?
So I met Mason. It was during one of the games. So I went to two games this year. I think it was my second one. So I met Mason there during the season and, you know, got his cell phone number. We've been in contact ever since. And then he was there on the visit as well.
Yeah.
And then the other O-line commit, he actually just reached out to me yesterday. So I've been got his cell phone number, and I've been chatting it up with him. So the relationships are really tight, especially with me and Mason, and our dads talk on the phone as well. So yeah, we're pretty close, ready to start this class.
Yeah, that's pretty huge. Again, we're joined by Jake Cook, University of Louisville offensive lineman commitment, just announced after a junior day visit. You mentioned Mason. I mean, those commitment or those relationships between, especially the quarterback and the offensive lineman is pretty important, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. On that note, you know, what's it say to you that, you know, okay, well, I've already got this budding relationship with the quarterback of the future. I mean, that's pretty solid. I mean, not just for you guys, but imagine your college coaches got to like seeing that relationship already as well.
Yeah, they love it. The right when I walked into the facility, the practice fields, Coach Owens, Coach Brohm, and Coach Brady Brohm, and Coach Owens immediately took me right over to Mason and just told Mason, like, hey, start getting this kid. We want him here bad. And he just started recruiting me ever since. And then, yeah, so it's definitely a good sign when the O-line and quarterback have a tight relationship from the start, for sure.
Yeah, and now like Mason and Grady, you got to put, I guess, that recruiting cap on as well and kind
of
draw guys in as well. Now, you're currently in the middle of your wrestling season. What, 29-5 overall? Your guys are really getting into the thick of it here soon with conference and beyond. Just, I guess, talk about the experience of wrestling this year, what that's been like.
Oh, wrestling, it's been awesome. So football season, I played around like 297, 295. So I just had to drop about 10 pounds to 285 to wrestle this season. And it's gotten me so much more, not just physically stronger, but mentally stronger as well, just because I would say North's program is one of the top in the state. We go against some of the best guys every day in the room. And then, like, we'll go over to DeSales and other schools to practice. So, and the flexibility-wise, too, like, Coach Owens, he came in, and then Coach Maz, they've both come in, I think, about three times to come watch me wrestle during practice. So, it's helped me out a lot with football, leverage, everything.
Yeah, I was going to say leverage, you know, footwork, You know, all that. It's got to be a big plus for an offensive lineman.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, you mentioned earlier you had been to some schools. You visited some schools that had offered. You collected a bunch of scholarship offers, you know, Boston College, Duke, Georgia Tech, Kentucky, Indiana. I mean, the list goes on. West Virginia, obviously some ACC schools in there. What was that process like when you start going to visits? What kind of stuff were you looking for to say, okay, this is a school I might consider?
So definitely relationships is a huge thing for me. So that's obviously, I would say, like the first thing that I would look for. And then just obviously like what the program has to offer, how the team is, what's it like in the locker room, are the coaches about development or just getting the best guys in the room nonstop, like what's the O-line coach like, et cetera. And then so I would say like Louisville's really the only school that met all those expectations for me.
Nice. As you mentioned, you've been to a couple games in the past. You were at Junior Day. Any plans on any other upcoming visits to Louisville already set, or what's
your so me and Coach Owens were talking yesterday. I'm gonna get down there in March for some more spring stuff, and then we're going to get on a, I don't know if like I'm allowed to say this, maybe not, but like some Zoom calls and do some like one-on-one work. So he can get me working on stuff that he wants, but yeah, so I'll be down there probably in March. Definitely.
Awesome. Yeah. Look forward to, you know, continuing to chat with you and see how the things go now.
Yep. Yes, sir.
We've watched a little bit on Huddle, but you know, it's a little different when you're in person. How would you describe, you know, the way you are on the offensive line? Obviously, you're going up against defensive linemen. What are they facing when the ball snapped and they got to go up against Jake? What's that interaction like once the ball snapped?
I would say just like a fast, strong, physical dude. Obviously, like Ohio Division I conference, it's one of like the top hardest conferences in the country. Like I think it's like top 10, but it's the OCC. It's real ball in Ohio, so it's a just tough, fast, and nasty. That's what you got to be to excel your game to the next level in Ohio as a high school kid.
Last question for you, Jake, before I let you go. What's been the reaction from like family and friends and stuff now that you've got that college decision out there publicly?
Oh, a lot of people are super excited. Family's super happy that, you know, the traveling is done. The recruiting process is kind of slowed down and stuff like that. Obviously, like coaches still reach out a lot, but yeah, no, everybody was just super happy for me. So it was a great feeling, definitely.
Well, hey, congratulations again, and I appreciate you taking some time to chat with us here in the Cards Cast.
Yes, sir. No problem. I appreciate you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Again, want to thank Jake Cook for joining us in the Cards Cast. Appreciate the opportunity to kind of, you know, get to know him a little bit more, and obviously plenty of time throughout the 2025 recruiting class, so we'll have ample opportunity to continue to get to know him as he progresses into his senior season and throughout his senior season before making it official, what seems like may feel like an eternity before signing day for him. But a couple great things to take away from that conversation. One, really liked hearing the conversation, how it started early with U of L quarterback commit Mason Mims. I think obviously that's big. It's kind of a no-duh, captain obvious type of thing when you say the quarterback needs to have relationships with everybody on the offense, but especially with the guys up front that are going to protect him. So it's great to see that Mason reached out early. That relationship continues to grow. And now Grady Anthony, the other commitment, the third commitment in the class, a fellow offensive lineman, has also reached out, and that's a budding relationship there. So yeah, you look at this 2025 class, certainly in the infancy. Is it intentional? Is it coincidental that it started with a quarterback and now two offensive linemen? Regardless of its intention, I mean, it's a great way to start, again pointing back to the importance of the relationship. And you look back to last year's class, Deuce Adams was amongst the early commitments, and be able to have that opportunity to reach out as new guys join that class, having the quarterback, especially for offensive guys, reaching out and beginning that relationship, and similarly with guys on defense as well. So really looking forward to seeing how this class does progress. And like I said, still plenty of time, and we'll chat with Jake Cook plenty throughout his senior season. And he tells me, as you heard in the podcast, he's going to be back down in March. And, yeah, so you never know. You might see him around for spring practice a little bit as well. So, again, appreciate Jake Cook of Westerville North, Louisville's third member of its 2025 recruiting class, joining us in the Cards Cast for continuing. Who might be next in the class? The coaches, certainly Jeff Brom and his staff, certainly are working nonstop to find the key components that they're searching for in that class. And Cardinal Authority is going to be there from start to finish. So keep it logged on, keep it bookmarked, keep checking Cardinal Authority frequently for all the latest football recruiting news. Again, thanks to Jake Cook. I'm Michael McCammon. This has been the Cards Cast.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.